Good morning, back live on the Captain's Log. I have the Dry Bar Comedy Tour with us, a whole crew of comedians, and we're having a good time. We're in Fort Myers right now, heading to 103.9. We just left 105.5 The Beat, and good morning. We're driving down the road. Guys, so tell me your newfound fame. How's it going, man? What's happening? First of all, introduce yourselves, everybody, and tell everyone how they can see you guys.
I'm Alex Velluto. We got... Tell me,
Jay.
Move your hand
out the way, brother. I'm Jay Whitaker. You can follow me on Instagram at It's Jay Whitaker, ItsJayWhitaker.
That was too many things.
That was a lot.
I just followed instructions. He told me to introduce myself and tell people how to find
it. Yeah.
I did that.
So many words in your Instagram.
I'm glad you didn't.
Good thing I didn't plan this ahead of time. If I told you what you were going to do, it might be freaking complicated. Jesus. Say your name. Holy shit.
That was a peacock. It looked like a peacock right in there next to the gator. I'm Steve Solberg.
That's also his Instagram.
What's up, Steve? How we doing?
I'm Shane Smith. I'm in here. I am
Shane. We put you on the side. We didn't want everyone to see the tattoos, man. We made you hide behind the rest. Now we're having a good time. So tell me, the Dry Bar Comedy thing. How did you know it was starting to get so popular so quick?
When they told us that we should go on tours.
Yeah.
And when we also started getting, mean comments.
I mean, I checked my, like, they just posted Reddit a video. They posted a video one day, and I was like, oh, wow, my video's online. And I assumed, like, it would do, like, you know, when you're a low-level comic, you get, like, 1,000 views, and you're like, exciting.
Yeah.
And then I looked one day, and it was at 13 million. And I was like, oh, okay, so this is different. This is happening. Cool.
And so when that happened on any one of you guys, when that did happen, was there any like life-changing moments, or is it just like, definitely, wow, that's cool, but what
I mean, yeah, the whole thing is completely life-changing, because you go from, I went from doing shows in Montana for $200 where I drove 15 hours in no exaggeration, actually risked my life to do the show.
And now you do it for free. You're such a good guy. I appreciate this guy. He's so great.
Who books that?
He's a good guy.
I can't say the guy who books those shows. Because he'll
no, I did that show too.
Yeah, and so, and then, you know, now I do actual shows and have an agent and people are nice to me and I get to stay in hotels instead of my car.
Right.
You know, I get to pick who I work with.
How long did it take from the time that the videos were posted to the time they hit 13 million for you?
Oh, I don't know. Incredibly fast. Like, just days?
Yeah.
If even.
And then the phone calls started coming in when? To do shows? More shows?
So, that was a little bit of time for me. I think someone posted my comedy on Reddit. And okay. I was on the front page of Reddit for like 2 days. And cool. That was when I got like a call from a booker and I was like, oh, I'm going to do my first comedy club that isn't my home club. This is amazing. And then it all kind of snowballed after that.
And Alex, how long have you been doing comedy?
5 years.
5 years. And who's the brains behind the whole production side of it?
They've got like a whole production team and people that edit all the videos.
Okay, so they do all that, and you guys are just the funny people.
Yeah, and then they like whittle them down into clips. They film these 40-minute specials usually. Okay. Then they whittle them down into clips and share them on Facebook and YouTube.
Yep. And so you were organizing the tour, or do you also run the Facebook page?
Oh, yeah. Until recently, I ran the Facebook page.
Okay, then they fired you.
Yeah. I'm done.
You only grew it to 4 million?
It's a sore subject.
You stunk.
Yeah, I know. They're like, you could have done better.
Yeah.
Alex grew it to 4 million. We'll see how it goes from now on. This might be our last.
Your tour is coming to an end. Alex is derailing the ship.
It'll be vindicating. You thought you could do it without me? Well, eat it. But I'm also a comic.
Yeah.
So I don't like to talk about the Facebook thing. But I'll talk about it with you, Brian.
All right. Well, that's just on my show. No one's going to see this. It doesn't matter. So what's
I got Shane famous, though.
Yeah. So who has the most views in the car so far?
This guy. I don't want to like be that person, but it's probably me.
Maybe is it because you're funny or just the tattoos they want to see you?
You know, it's just mostly sex appeal. It's not. It's not at all. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I'm just very thankful that it happened.
That's amazing, right?
Yeah, no, it's crazy. It's so crazy that you can't put your finger on it. And then, you know, people compliment, they're like, oh, you know, different things are good about you, and lots of people say different things are bad about you, so it's hard to pinpoint why you're popular. You just kind of have to take it in stride and go with it.
So the question I guess probably most people must ask you is, how'd you get a viral video? How do you guys get a viral video? How do you do it? Is
Alex that... Veluto.
Yeah, Alex. Alex, so you're for hire?
Yeah.
Alex, you can hire Alex.
At work, they tell me, edit them so they're viral.
Yeah, that's simple. Everyone could do that,
that's
right?
That's a quote they told me.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I forgot. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I forgot to add virality. I need to sneeze on the video when I make it.
Oh, my God. That's great. That's great. So, yeah, you just had the Midas touch. I mean, obviously. Yeah. Yeah, everything you touch. Now, how many videos did you put out that were turds?
A lot,
right?
Yeah.
No, so I mean, seriously, you put out 200 videos, or you put out 10, or what?
It's a crapshoot.
Got to be consistent, and then some of them will go big, and some won't. Yeah.
Yeah. And how often do you guys release a new video?
Now they're doing them twice a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is there a certain time that was the kickoff time?
Yeah, but now they do them at like 8 in the morning and 6 at night.
Okay.
Is that mountain time?
Yes. So sorry for people that are not watching in mountain time.
When you started the page, it was just like a comedy club page, right?
Yeah.
And then how did you realize, oh my God, we're going to be like a, you know, obviously a huge comedy draw on the internet for Facebook and YouTube that was more than just the Utah thing, right?
Yeah. It was like, I forget when we got to 1 million, that was pretty cool. I think that was like a year in or something.
Yeah.
And then
how many videos did you have up at that point?
We'd been doing it like once a day for 7 or 8 months.
Okay.
And
you had some that were 10,000 or some that were 100,000. How close were you to like thinking that it was something could go viral?
We'd had like 4 or 5 that went pretty big. And then Shane's was one of the first that went like crazy big. And then from there we would get every so often a big video, and then you get more followers. There was like a 3-month span where it went from like 2 million followers to 3 million. Like it doubled every month.
Yeah.
We got 1 million every month. Yeah. Then it slowed down a little bit. But.
And then what was the idea behind it all being clean?
That was just that company's idea.
That was their idea.
Have it be
and
clean,
you guys were all clean comics, or you just did a clean set?
No, we all had TV clean sets because our comedy scene in Utah, you can like make a living as a comic, kind of.
Yeah.
But it's not like LA or New York where you have a ton of clubs where you can do $100 spots and make money. There's corporate gigs are a thing.
Okay.
So you get to be able to perform.
And you're totally corporate with the face.
Exactly.
I mean, every company must.
Businessmen love me.
Yes.
If I haven't robbed them in the past. And so, so we all, as like a weird necessity in our scene, have developed clean acts.
Okay.
And, you know, so it just ended up being like, it was kismet. It was good. It just worked out for us.
Yeah.
Did you have to interview to be on the show, or how did that work?
Oh,
no. The guy who books it.
Yeah, the guy who books it.
Yeah. He is the owner of the main club in Salt Lake City.
Right.
Yeah. And he's a comic as well, and we've all been friends with him as we all came up in Salt Lake, so right. Everybody's
He mentored all of us.
We're all paid regulars at the club, and the guy who owns that club books the comics, so it's kind of, that was an easy one.
Okay. And prior to that, you guys pretty much had zero followers?
I mean, we did okay.
A few.
Yeah, like, I mean, we did okay.
I had zero.
No, yeah, definitely coming from the bottom. Yeah, zero would be
that's
the correct
I mean, I get it. Like, that's how it starts. You got to start somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what do you get? What kind of recommendations are you going to give some of our followers that are looking to do more comedy, travel, and get out there on the internet more?
I would say, first of all, you develop a routine, you know.
Yeah.
Always be funny. I mean, like, I think, no disrespect to YouTube funny people, you know, YouTubists.
Right.
But there's a huge difference in their pacing, you know, when you see them live. Some of those YouTube comics or whatever, you see them live in a club and their pacing is a lot different. Their timing is off because they're not used to performing in comedy clubs.
Right.
I would definitely say.
And there's no editing.
Yeah, there's no editing. There's no jump cuts. I think it's great that you want to be on YouTube and that's fantastic. But I would also recommend that you go to a comedy club, experience it, pay your dues and come up through that way, because then you just legit learn how to be funny.
I mean, the reality is, if you're not a stand-up comedian, then you're not a stand-up comedian.
Bingo.
Right, right. So in other words, if you're on YouTube or Instagram and you're funny, that doesn't mean you're a comic.
Yeah. Is that what you're saying? Funny doesn't... Yeah. Also, stand-up comedy is a perishable skill.
I'll still give them the title of comic. Like, you can be a comic and do whatever, right?
Okay, I see what you're saying.
But, stand-up comedy is not a forgiving... Like, if you don't do that, then that's... Like,
right.
You're not going to translate great on stage. Like, how many times have you seen, no offense to actors, but actors who go, oh, I'm going to do a stand-up show.
Yeah.
And you go, okay, but you've
I've hired a lot
one,
of them.
So,
yeah. I met a guy at the gym and he was like, I'm a comedian. I was like, oh, cool. What clubs do you do? He's like, oh, I'm on Vine. Remember Vine?
Yeah. Right.
So I was like, I'm a Vine comedian. I was like, all right, so you're a guy that uses Vine. I couldn't.
Yeah, that was the purpose of Vine, right? It was just funny, right?
Yeah, it was just funny. I was just like, nah, man, you go to a club.
Yeah, it's a different world.
Go to a comedy club. You know?
But then I always feel like I always root for them if they can do it. Like,
I agree.
I'll watch them and I'll be like, oh God, this is going to be brutal. And then if they actually can pull it off, I'm like, all right, dude, all right, that's good, that's good. Not every customer is going to be pissed off today.
One Vine star did it, King Back. He successfully transferred from Vine to stand-up.
Definitely has.
I never had that dude.
Oh, yeah, we should
get him.
Yeah,
he tours with Russell Peters.
Yes, and he was touring with Joe Coy as well.
Or Joe Coy, all right.
Yeah.
Joe's great.
Yeah, he's at the Comedy Store sometimes.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Okay. That's interesting.
Millions of followers.
Well, damn, why'd I get you guys then?
Yeah.
I mean, I should have booked this guy.
Booked other people. You'd have way better suggestions to
you. Yeah, you would have way more room in your car.
Here's some better people to book.
Yeah, this is this is a big thing for the captain's like today with four guys in the car. It's like,
crazy.
It's huge.
The captain's first time with four guys, huh?
It is. Someone's going to walk the plank. All right.
how often do you deal with that stuff?
Where they make like captain
walk
jokes.
Walk the plank.
Yeah.
Can I be your first mate?
Yeah. We go every day.
I got it.
Like, there's not a show that goes by where some comedian doesn't say something.
Yeah, oranges. Because I have scurvy.
Yeah.
Swabbing the poop deck.
That's good.
What are the other ship things? Yeah. I guess you said scurvy. It would be
my hook, my eye patch. You said with the eye patch.
Coast
I've heard
guard.
Of it. Yeah. The Coast Guard, not a captain thing. Nah. They go more like the pirates. When they think of captain, they think more pirates. I'm like, I'm not a pirate. But it was funny when you guys thought Captain Brian was picking you up this morning. There was like an 80-year-old dude.
I'd never seen your photo.
You're like, are you
I just talked to you on the phone.
Are you Captain Brian? And I'm watching you tell a guy,
like,
you're Captain
are you
Brian.
No, you heard the incredulity in my voice. Yeah. I'm like, are you Brian?
Yeah.
And
then
you...
I straight up thought you would be the sea captain from The Simpsons.
Yes.
Like, that's what I was...
And that's who was waiting. Was this older gentleman with
really?
A white beard.
Yeah.
And he was very eager, though. He's waiting right as we get out of the door.
He did want to take you guys.
Yeah.
Little did he know.
Jeez. He was wearing Crocs. Yeah. And that seems maybe...
His podcast wasn't as cool.
Right, exactly. You would have just been bored.
Yeah.
No one talking to you the whole time.
But I think it was just him mostly talking about his family and where they went away from him.
So what's the next move, guys? You're looking at, you know, these videos. You're getting excited. And when does the income start changing? That's an important factor.
I would like to know that.
Right? I mean, is it going to happen? Has it happened?
It's starting to happen.
It's got to be moving now, the needle, right? Yeah, I mean, that's the idea. The more people that watch you, the more fan base you have, the more tickets you can sell. Exactly. So then you're worth more.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it's
going you all the secrets of the business.
You are.
Damn it. Entrepreneurs. Damn it.
So wait, I got to write this down. I got to get more fans? Yeah. Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
No, you need fans. Okay, that's the key. Don't get this twisted. You need fans that actually pay to see you, not to watch you for free on the internet.
Yeah, there's
a huge difference.
Oh, yeah.
There's even a quality of view on the internet that's different.
Yes, there's a huge, huge difference, and that's what actually will, you know, set the bar, so to speak, for the dry bar, right? I mean, if you can make everybody come out that loves you guys, obviously they love the videos, they're watching you all the time, but will they pay to go and see you live, obviously? And now you guys are proving that, right? Yeah. So that's the
fun part. I mean, like, and, you know... There has been, you know, financial moves, obviously. I mean, we're all doing a lot better.
Right.
I mean, you know, I'll say it. Shane went on creditkarma.com last night and was pretty excited. So, like, it was...
Great.
I will say, in 2016 and 2017, I was doing my taxes for this year, looking at my finances. And in those 2 years, I lived off of a net $16,000.
Which was
together. Really?
Which was $4,000 more than me.
Yeah, yeah. So,
wow.
So pretty rough. Top of getting divorced and losing everything.
Well, if you had nothing, the $16,000, she's already pissed. She got nothing.
Yeah, well, she got a car.
Oh, yeah. So you still had to give her half your stuff.
And the animals. All of the furniture. I got one towel in my clothes. Whoa. And my computer.
It's a good towel.
She took the Xbox. She doesn't even use it.
Well, I feel like that's a win, buddy, because you did well by not giving her half your stuff now.
It's a good towel.
Right?
That's true.
Think about it. You got out at the right time, so keep your head up.
There you go. That's very real.
Yeah. No, I know. I've been there twice. I know the deal.
Twice, yeah. I'm excited for my second one. I'll be ready for it, I think.
Yeah, this time around, you'll be good. You're prepared. took the training wheels off.
Yeah.
Alex, stop talking, man.
I know. I'm sorry.
It's too late. It's too early for you. You wake up late.
I need to get a Diet Coke in me,
I've seen you look at every single, gas station, adoringly.
Do you love Diet Coke?
I love it.
He looks at a gas station.
Me and Shane are like...
I told you to go
together.
Get one.
Yeah.
I told you to go get one. This is on you. I blame you.
I know. Where was I supposed to
There's
get
more
one?
Diet Coke
he said
than
downstairs.
You ever could
yeah,
imagine.
Yeah, downstairs. I think what he meant was there's a machine downstairs and he didn't have the money to pay for it.
No, he did. He said, I don't have change. No,
yeah,
I think he was lying. He looked like a guy who always has change.
Yeah. He probably does. That's probably all he had was change. All right, guys. Well, we'll wrap it up. This is the Captain's Log. Don't forget to see the Dry Bar Comedy Tour. You can follow them on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Dry Bar Comedy. Hilarious, amazing, but you're going to see them tonight, 7 o'clock, Off the Hook Comedy. Get tickets, offthehookcomedy.com. I'm Captain Brian. I'll be live tomorrow with Cindy Keza. She is the psychic medium who is absolutely amazing.
Wow.
Later, guys. We're out. Thanks. Great.